Well, I might make a remark about the architectural progress that's going on around here. One thing I'd like to say is that with the church, without that steeple, it is the most monastic thing that I have seen since Europe. It is a very Cistercian-looking monastery, except for the water tower. But I mean, this is exactly the way a Cistercian... This has completely changed the character of the place. I thought I was going to miss that steeple, but it's a big improvement to get rid of it. An enormous improvement, because it was pretentious, it was phony, it wasn't a steeple, you know, it was put there just for show. It is a much better thing without it, because this is the way Cistercian monasteries look in Europe. Not the modern ones, but the old ones. The way a Cistercian monastery should look is just peeking out of the trees, with nothing prominent. And that's the way this thing looks now. It's very good. It's very peaceful looking, deceptively peaceful. Yeah.
I think the roof has a line of the monastery.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a Cistercian monastery is a question of long roofs that you sort of get glimpses of between trees. It doesn't quite come up to the height of the trees. And you see little bits of it peeking out, and you wonder what kind of a place it is. That's exactly the way all the old Cistercian monasteries were, except ones like Fountains, which had big towers, but Fountain was down in a valley too. The whole idea of a Cistercian monastery is that it's a completely hidden place in a valley that doesn't reveal itself, that doesn't manifest itself in any way. See, it's a place that is hidden and mysterious and simple and very quiet and completely unpretentious. And the way that little tower is just exactly what you need. Just enough to show that it's a church and it's got a bell tower and so forth. And you see it, like I say, between a couple of trees. It's sort of, and is it or isn't it, you know.
Yeah? Well, we're going to put a new tower up.
Sure, I know. But I just wanted to say this while this is here. I mean, the point is, look at it, see. When you're walking around or something, just take a look at it. It looks good. It looks good. From any side almost, except, well, from that side it still looks like a penitentiary. But anywhere where you can see that little bit of a tower, a little bit of it, it's a very good-looking monastery all of a sudden.
I think probably one reason why this monastery looks like a penitentiary is because it was designed after a monastery in Europe. That monastery only had two stories.
Yeah, and this has three.
And you had another story, and that ruined the whole proportion.
Of course. Well, but even then, it looks, the front is a good-looking front. The facade of the monastery is good-looking. It's just this side, it's because it's too long, and it's got all these, the east side here. That's a pretty, but even then, some aspects of that are very interesting. I mean, this is one of the most interesting-looking places. I mean, you know, sometimes you can really do something with this place. This has possibilities. There's some monasteries that have no possibilities at all, but this has possibilities. Well, anyway, I don't know what you guys want now, and I was going to read you some of my own poems, but I decided I better not do that. I mean, I don't mind getting fired and all that, but I don't want to get thrown out of the monastery. I mean, I'm too old to work and things. I have to earn a living. It's, you know, it'd be... So I think I'd better just stick to something else.